Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today is our school district update. We are talking with Mrs. Connie Totticini. She is the principal out at Bruin Point Elementary. We've got behavioral programs. We've got all kinds of great things that go on out there at Bruin Point. So we're going to get the lowdown on everything. Mrs. Totticini, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Let's talk about how things are going out at Bruin Point out there. You guys are doing okay as far as the pandemic and everything like that. You guys are still doing your in-student teaching, haven't had to do anything. How are things going and how are the kids doing during all this time?
It's going really well. It's been a blessing to be in school, to have kids in school every day. We have had several students return to school that were on Carbon Online School, so that's wonderful. It's starting to wear. You can tell it's starting to wear on our kids. Wearing a mask, having to stay apart, wearing a mask at recess, having to not converse with your neighbor when you're eating lunch. It's wearing on the kids. It's wearing on us all. I mean, the whole world. You know, so it's tough, but we're getting through it. We've started to work with our positive behaviors, setting up our hero system, and really looking at how we're going to and how we can and how we are acknowledging those positive behaviors from our students. It's even more important now than it ever has been, with all the negativity that's going around in the country and just in the world in general. And with the pandemic, it's really important to focus on those positive behaviors.
And it seems like every school in the district has a different form of positive behavior reward systems and those kinds of things. How is yours going to work, or have you got to that point with it, or are you just early in the infancy stages of it?
All of the above. So we are just getting started. The hero system is actually a platform for gathering data, but I really like the word hero. When I taught down at Bluff Elementary School in San Juan County, we created hero tickets. I wanted my fifth graders to be heroes. So we talked about heroes. What does it really mean? So we took the name of the platform, and we're going farther with it. You know, a hero doesn't wear a cape. You know, a hero is somebody that does something helpful for people, there for them in the time of need, is kind, gentle, loving, empathetic. So really hitting that hero theme is kind of where we're going with our positive behavior support too. So our hero system, the students get a point for following the school expectations, the classroom expectations, being kind and being helpful.
So you've got that going on. Reading programs in the district are really big right now, so I'm sure you've got something going on there. Do you have any kind of a program tied into your reading?
Into our reading? Well, our kids are actually doing a lot better in reading than we thought they were going to be doing. We've actually extended our in-class independent reading time. So students actually are able to choose their just right book, sit down, read for a while, converse with a teacher. And it's not just reading words. It's really making sure that they understand, which is where the conversing with the teacher part comes in. Our reading programs that we have are the ones that we have from the district, but really getting our kids to love reading. I also have students come in to read with me, and then I send a postcard home to their parents saying that they read with me that day. So reading is always a focus, is always going to be a focus. We're really trying to show our kids that reading is fun and that is the best way to visit another world.
Absolutely. And you know, every time I talk reading with administrators and teachers and things like that, I think back to what the superintendent said. It's kind of it raises all the boats. You know, if you can read, then you can comprehend everything that you're going to do as far as science and math and history and those kinds of things. Do you find that that's the truth, that's true in what's going on up there?
Yes, like you said, talking about the superintendent, if you can't read, there's really nothing that you're going to be highly successful at. You know, math is more than just 2 + 2. It's figuring out, I mean, you have to be able to read and critically think. And teaching kids to read and think about what they're reading is helping across the board everywhere. Reading is a critical skill. Students have to be able to read and comprehend and understand, or they're really not, I mean, you can't fill out a job application. You can't take your driver's license test, you know. You have to be able to read and understand what you're reading.
We're getting, you know, whether we want to admit it or not, we're really in kind of like the last quarter of the year.
Yeah.
And so you were saying something about midterm testing coming up in March. So let's talk about that for just a moment. And what's that all going to, you know, entail and wrap around?
Well, it's midterm now. So in March, we'll be taking, it'll be the end of the quarter, and then we'll take the end of the quarter assessments that the teachers give in their classes. And then after we come back from spring break, we'll start into our end of the year testing. Not really sure what that's going to look like yet. We were all planning on taking the RISE assessment. I'm still planning on it. I haven't heard that we're not, but there has been a couple of whispers out there saying that it might not happen again. But we're gearing up for it, and we're ready to go. We're ready to show really the world what our kids can do here at Broom Point.
Mrs. Connie Totticini, the principal at Broom Point, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.73 FM and 750 AM.